Hey, everybody. Before we get started with the podcast, we just had a little bit to share with you.
First things first, I just want to thank you guys so much for just subscribing. It's been awesome to see how many people are doing it across all the platforms we're on. So thank you very much. That's super encouraging. And if you do like the podcast, this is really the request that we're here for. Could you please share it with your fellow content creators? That would be really awesome. It's hard to grow online. You guys know that. But it'd be really helpful if you would tell other Christian content creators that what we're up to here.
Exactly. And also, if you have any questions or ideas for podcast topics, like, this is here to help you. So if you have any ideas, you can go ahead and submit those through the Taco Discord or live on either one of our streams.
Perfect. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it, guys. Are they consistently complaining about something? Something that keeps coming up in the game? Something that keeps coming up in their life? Something that keeps coming up in their health? Something that keeps coming up in their community or in the news? Whatever it is. Are there arguments that keep popping up? Topics that just keep rising and you don't know what to do with them? Why are they always talking about that? That's a good place to start.
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of Taco, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. Do you know why your audience comes to your stream? Maybe they have big questions. Maybe they're lonely and need company, or are discouraged and need to be around uplifting people. Are you crafting content that meets those needs? If you're hoping to help people through your creation journey, it's important to form relationships that help you to learn what your community needs help with. Let's listen in to this week's episode, question 2 of 6. What are your audience's questions and needs right now?
In the last episode, we had a little talk about how if you're a Christian content creator and you feel a sense of purpose, that you're not really just creating content for fun and you're not just trying to express yourself, you're actually trying to be a positive, godly influence on the world around you, then that you need to keep that purpose in mind with every piece of content you create. And so I started the series of questions that we're going to do for a little while here to ask yourself before you make content. Last week's question was, who is my audience, right? Emphasis on the my, as in, who are you creating for? So this week, now that you've done the digging to discover your audience, we move to the second crucial question. What are their questions? What are their needs right now? I know who my audience is, so what do they need from me? What are their questions? What are they going through? As Christians, Jesus has called us to love our neighbors as ourselves. And then when we look through the letters of the New Testament, we can see no less than 23 one another commands that believers are supposed to be following, right? Things like love one another, accept one another, instruct one another, serve one another, carry one another's burdens, be patient with one another, bear with one another, spur one another on toward love and good deeds, all those. And that's just for other Christians. Right? We're meant to be doing this in community together. Those one another's can't be done alone. But when it comes to people that cause us the most grief, or what the Bible calls our enemies, God says we're to love them and pray for them and bless them and repay their evil deeds with good ones, work hard and live peaceably with them, if they're hungry, to feed them. Which means that as Christian content creators, the primary motive behind our creative works should be centered on helping and serving others. When we create content, we should do so with the intention of serving our audience, meeting their needs. And this is regardless of your main content's goal. Like whether you are a gaming streamer who's just trying to bring positive vibes to the internet, or you're an artist that's drawing funny comics, or you're a podcaster giving the latest reviews on anime and manga, or you're creating funny short videos, you still need to answer the question, what does my audience need from me? I've spoken to a lot of Christian creators, and they all say the same thing. I just want to create positive content that leads to building an uplifting community for people that are trapped in dark places, right? It's either because they were one and they got saved and they want to give that to others, or because they've seen so many needs out there and they just want to create a positive space, right? They don't want to jump into full-time ministry and they're not trying to create a huge, you know, thing. It's just that they feel like their contribution to the world is to create that positive place of light for those trapped in darkness. And that's awesome. That's awesome. Empathy, if that's what you want, if you want to create that uplifting community, that positive place, then the key to it is empathy. That is the most critical ingredient. That's the most key component to building a successful, positive, helpful community. By putting ourselves in our audience's shoes, we can better understand their concerns and their challenges, and it allows us to create content that is relevant and helpful and engaging. It lets them know that we care about them because we listen to them, and ultimately it changes their lives as it builds trust with us and we're speaking to what they really care about. It's very powerful. Empathy, sympathy, doing things and asking that question, what does my community need? That's what changes lives. This step is all about doing the work to understand the immediate concerns, the challenges your audience is facing right now, and then recognizing like their hopes and their desires, their aspirations. It's not just the negative stuff. It's both the positive and the negative stuff that's alive in their heart and their mind and their life and everything else. So as you're listening right now, this is what I want you to do. Consider the last few pieces of content you've created. Whether it was a live stream or a podcast or digital art or a song, anything else, ask yourself the question, did the content I created meet a need that my audience is facing right now? Right? Did it help them solve a problem? Did it help them achieve a goal? Did it bring them something of worth? Did it move their life in a more positive and godly direction? Or was it simply content for content's sake pointed towards you? Pointed towards your need for validation, your need for attention, you using the audience to build yourself up, which, as we discovered, isn't Christian content creation. So, say your answer, regardless if your answer is yes or no, how do you do this? How do you get to know your audience? Answer the question, what do they need? Well, if you already have a community set up, you're already spending time with them. And many of you are. Many of you have a great Discord, or you have a great comment section. You have something going on Reddit, whatever it is. You already have a community. Then there's a good chance you might already have a feel for what's going on. Maybe you just haven't thought through this yet. So what are they facing? Are they facing a lot of sickness and death lately? Just a whole bunch of people getting sick and a lot of people who are facing end of life issues? Are they consistently complaining about something? Something that keeps coming up in the game? Something that keeps coming up in their life? Something that keeps coming up in their health? Something that keeps coming up in their community or in the news, whatever it is? Are there arguments that keep popping up? Topics that just keep rising and you don't know what to do with them? Why are they always talking about that? That's a good place to start. Think through the people you know already, the comments you've already been receiving, what your community's been saying for the past few months, and just write out the list of common denominators. That's a good place to start. What are they going through? What are they feeling? What have they been talking about already? Or you can reach out to your audience through social media, right? Conduct surveys, do DM even the key partners like your mods or the people that your editor or people that are part of your community, like really key ones. Just ask them, what do you think? Well, what are people really into? What are people struggling with? What do people need? What questions do they have? Now, this is a quick point on those questions. And this is really important. Don't use closed questions that have a yes or no answer, right? It's the, don't just use on a scale of 1 to 10 or a scale of 0 to 5, what is your feeling towards, right? That's not actually going to help you out very much. You're going to, because you will end up having to come up with the reason behind that yes or no, or have to interpret what the 5 means or what the 4 means. Instead, use open-ended questions that encourage them to share their thoughts. Questions like, what are some of the biggest challenges that you face every day? Or, what are some things that you wish you understood better or had more information about? Or if you could change one thing about this community, what would it be? Right? Those kind of things, big open-ended questions, so that they are the ones thinking it through and they're giving you their answer from their heart, their opinion. Now, I'll say this. We're only on question 2 of 6. Okay, once you start thinking, and I know you're a Christian, right? You're going to start thinking of this stuff, and you're going to start thinking about community, and your heart's going to be pulled towards doing something. You want to help. You love them. You finally established what you think they need, and that's great. But whatever you do, and you're about to go charging into, you need to think through it first, okay? So I can't stop you from jumping in with both feet right away. So let me just give you a quick overview of the questions that are coming next so that when you go blasting forth from question 2 instead of waiting till question 6, you have somewhere to go. So here, question 3 is going to be, now that you know the need, which needs need to be accomplished most, right? So you got a list of like 5-6 needs in your community. Which is the most important one? Which is the most urgent one? You know, what do you put number 1? And then question 4, when you know that, what is God's answer to that question? What is God's answer to that need? As in, have you taken time to pray about it, read about it, meditate on God's perspective on this? Or you're going to run out there and just give me your own half-baked take on the situation, right? That's not going to help anybody. It could harm. Now, question 5, are they ready to receive it? As in, let's say that you do. You know what their need is, and you figure out what the answer is, and you've talked to God about it, and you feel it in your heart. Are they ready to receive it? As in, do you need to lay some groundwork before you jump in and try to address the issue? This might be something completely new to your community, or the subject might be a really rough one. Right? Or it's just things that you need to go learn about and they need to know more before you're able to teach them at this level, right? Maybe you need to take some time to prepare yourself and your audience. Maybe now's not the time to answer that need. Are they ready? And then the 6th question is, how can I build a bridge from this content to my Discord community or whatever system you use to connect to your audience in between your releases, right? That's about the continuing care. Addressing this part is critically important because if you don't give them a way to follow up or some kind of process in order to be able to do this within the community, and I'm not overstating this, you're creating a dangerous and potentially cruel situation, right? Say you do this, you figure out their need and you figure out the answer and you figure out all that stuff. You bring it out and you address it in a piece of content. Right? Now that person gets hit and they feel it. It's in their heart and they're like, yes, that's me. And wow, that really touched me. Imagine if they have nowhere to go after that. Consider your audience. Consider the audience of most digital communities. They are alone. They don't trust authorities. They usually don't have a counselor. Often they have major struggles with social anxiety or things like that. So therefore they're at home and now you've just kind of ripped off that band-aid or you ripped open that wound. Imagine if you were them. Someone pushes the button that causes you pain or regret or just fills you with a ton more questions. And then they walk away and you have nothing else you can do. Don't do that to them, right? Figure out how you can build that bridge from your content to your Discord community first. Okay, so that's where we're going. I figured I needed to say that because some of you are going to start processing this and you're just going to go launching into it. So listen to those other questions and think about them first. But what I want to do before we close off this one is just kind of go back to our example from last week, right? Last week, we talked about who is your main audience, and we came up with the main audience of Christian gamers who are struggling with anxiety and ADD. right? That's our example. We did some thinking about it. We looked at our community. We looked at ourselves. We thought through, and really the people that are part of our group, the people that speak to us, that we connect with best, that we attract the most, that motivate us to keep creating, that's Christian gamers who are struggling with anxiety and ADD, right? That's where our heart is. So what do you do? What's the next step? Well, let's initiate some conversations by asking those open-ended questions within our content or our Discord or the comment section or whatever you do, right? Let's start those conversations specifically for them. So questions that hit the audience, not just general one, but your audience. So here's some examples of questions I would use if that was my key audience, right? Gamers with ADD and anxiety. First question would be like, what games are you currently playing and how do they make you feel? Right? Get to know. If they're gamers, talk about games. If they're gamers with anxiety, talk about their feelings. Right? So how are your games connected to your feelings? What are you playing and how do they make you feel? Or next question, are there any specific in-game situations that your ADD makes extra difficult or triggers your anxiety? Right? How do you process this as a gamer? When do you get triggered? Let's talk about this as a community. What are the most difficult parts? What are the most intense parts for you? Or how about this? Are there any games that you play that you actually find help you manage your anxiety, manage your ADD, right? That's a great need. That's a great question to ask, because you end up with a list of these games that people in your audience maybe have never heard of. And now you've given them tools so that they're able to actually go and experience a little bit less anxiety, figure out their ADD more. Or how about, what are some things you wish developers understood about gamers with anxiety or ADD, right? If you were to create a game yourself, what would you definitely fit in there that would make it better for you? Or how about, other than your content, right, other than my content, what other creators are you finding enjoyable and helpful right now, right? Then you go and you can follow up with that. What are they doing right now? How come they're being helpful? What topics are they covering? What's scratching the itch of my audience out there? And maybe how about this one? Are there any popular games out there right now that you want to play, but you're worried they're going to trigger you or frustrate you too much? Right? That's a solid question, because it allows you to say, okay, what's new? What's hot? What's hip and happening out there that I can actually use and is going to get, you know, clicked on, but also allows you to directly connect to your people. You know, what's going on there? They have regrets. They have fears. They have anxiety. They have worries about this thing they want to play that's out there, but they're worried about it. That is a meaningful conversation for them. What are their needs? What is going on in their heart? What are they facing right now? These questions, and there's many, many others, but if you ask these questions and then you listen actively to their responses, you can gain some real insights into what's going on in their lives, how they're feeling, what their biggest struggles are, what their coping mechanisms are, so much more. Then not only will you be able to tailor your content to better serve them, it'll give you a ton of meaningful things to talk about that specifically touch their hearts, specifically touch their lives. Now, remember, your goal here is to align your content with their immediate concerns. By purposefully staying tuned into what their questions are and their needs are, you're positioning yourself as a relevant and valuable resource to their lives. That's key to be a successful creator, because that builds trust. It builds consistency. It makes your content more shareable because it touched their heart. They want to help others, and other people that are like them that you don't know yet are going to discover your content. It also increases audience retention because they feel that you're creating just for them, and so they want to see what happens next. It's speaking directly to them. They don't feel like one of the crowd and sometimes it's interesting. They feel like you're speaking to them. So, ask some questions, gather the response, gather the insights, document them somewhere, and then as you start planning out your next project, use those answers as a guide to shape it. This is where I want to go. This is what I want to say. And remember, if you're an entertainer, or if you are doing game streams, or you're doing something that is not like answering big questions or doing Bible stuff, because a lot of you don't want to do, you know, big Bible studies, that's not what I'm saying. But if you ask that question, right? Say you get to that question, it's like, okay, what are some things you wish developers understood about gamers with anxiety, right? That allows you. That's not just, you don't have to do a Bible study on that. You don't have to do a big treatise on that, but you can say, let's make a list. Let's work on this together. Let's contact Bethesda. I don't know. They won't listen. Find some indie developer and go, you know what? We've been thinking about this, and this is something that our community, it would really help. You could build a dialogue. You could help. You could change the world. Your community could change the world simply because you were listening to them and answered questions that were near and dear to their heart, and probably to many others around the world. You don't have to be a big Bible teacher or anything. You can address it in your own way, with your own content, in funny, interesting, silly, meaningful ways. Your ways, because you're the content creator. So as I started, I said that Jesus has called us to love our neighbors as ourselves. So just imagine if there was a creator out there, and maybe there is, that you felt was creating just for you. When they speak or write or draw or game or sing, it's like they're speaking your heart language. With some work, you can be that for your audience too. That kind of connection will not only make your content more meaningful, but it'll also make a stronger, more vibrant, more helpful community.
I find it difficult when someone comes to me with a question or an issue to stop and not feel the need to respond and try to fix it right away. I think something I learned or relearned this episode is to be patient, ask God and wait on Him for the answer, and sometimes just listen to your audience members. Sometimes they just want to share, maybe they're not looking for a fix. Check out this verse, Philippians 4:6-7, New King James Version says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." He has so much peace and wisdom to share with us if we just seek Him. Also notice that it doesn't say, in everything, except the stuff that you know the answer to. It says everything. Maybe some of us need to hear that today. Don't be hasty trying to solve problems for people off your own knowledge and wisdom, but bring it before God in prayer. You'll do yourself and your community so much good. I think I said this last week, but listen to your community and listen to God, and He won't fail you. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. And if you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. Also, I want to invite you to join my own live stream where I stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, if you want to help keep Christian Ninja full-time, consider joining his coffee support page where you'll find his bookstore and get updates on what's happening with Taco and Christian Ninja's ministry. If you become a member, you'll get access to all sorts of exclusive content and help reach more creators in their communities. All the links are in the description.